You're listening to Inside Agriculture. USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey takes a look at commodities covered in drought across the contiguous U.S. for the one-month period ending on March 3rd.
Looking at some specific commodities and animals, first of all, hay and drought, that has dropped over the last month from 9% in late January to 7% coverage on March 3rd. Winter wheat and drought, that has also dropped 12% in late January to a current reading of 8% in drought, but cattle and drought has actually increased from 9 to 10%. During that same five-week period. The reason for that is the increasing drought and developing drought in California.
A new use of soybeans highlights innovation and additional market opportunities for U.S. farmers. Biosynthetic Technologies' bio-based synthetic motor oil is made with soybean oil from soybeans growing in the U.S. United Soybean Board Director Mike Korth of Nebraska says motor oil is another great opportunity to drive demand for U.S. soybeans.
Well, we're really excited about it. It's something we've been working on for some time. It's sustainable. It's environmentally friendly. It's something that'll help improve our markets too.
The new market for soybean farmers represents an opportunity to increase the markets available for soybean oil and in a way for farmers to use their own product for their vehicles.
Now, by creating another new use for this oil, it creates competition for that, which will inevitably drive the price up, which we will partake in that. Any new use that we can find helps lessen our dependence on international markets as well.
As development continues to refine oil products, Korth says many future uses are possible.
It's going to be very easy to move it into heavier weight oils, even into greases and hydraulic fluids and everything. That stuff isn't available yet, but right now you can get a 520 or a 530 weight oil.
A December proposal by the Federal Aviation Administration would require remote identification of drones in flight. The American Farm Bureau Federation recently submitted comments to the FFA regarding the rule. Farm Bureau Congressional Relations Director R.J. Carney says the rule would require drones to transmit their location.
Remote identification is the ability of an unmanned aircraft or a drone in flight to provide identification and location information so that people on the ground, for example, law enforcement, would be able to locate and identify who it is that's flying that specific drone. That a proposed rule requires that drones utilize remote identification through two systems, the first being a connection to the internet. The second is a broadcast that directly comes from the drone itself.
That's going to do it for today's edition of Inside Agriculture. Thanks for spending a few minutes of your day with us. We'll see you again on Monday on the Ag Central Radio Network.